Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yeller from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Razor.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Somebody we've had on this show before. It's been a minute since he's been on. We're super excited to have him back on. If you're listening to this now, by the time this show airs, his album should be out. So, man, we're going to have him talk about that and much more. I'm talking about one and only Mr. Ski. Let me bring him on, and let me also bring on my co-host for the night, Skinny Man. Man, what's up, fellas?
What's going on, brother?
What's going on, brother?
Thank you for, yeah, I got you, bro. Thank you so much for taking time out to chop it up with us. It's been a little bit, man. I don't think we talked to you since before the pandemic kicked off, man. How have you been doing, brother?
Man, yeah, it's been that long, man. That was probably about 4 or 5 years ago. But other than that, man, everything is good. It's been a struggle, you know. Pretty much my life got turned upside down right before the pandemic. But, you know, I maintained the focus and just kept pushing forward, man. You know, everything is good.
Yeah, definitely. I mentioned a couple people. DJ Trick, known as Pawpaw Fresh now, and King JC, they was in you got a new group, West 10. Didn't you shoot one of their videos for them?
Yeah, I did. I think it was featuring in Nitty Gritty, and I shot one of their videos. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's up. You've always been a man of many talents, Ski, from production to dope rhyming to video. What makes you want to go on all those aspects?
Short answer. Financial and practical decision.
Yeah.
Because for one, you know, when I first started out, I couldn't afford to pay anybody to do those things for me. So I decided to learn how to do it myself. And I've always been the kind of guy, man, I don't like asking people for things. You know, if my car breaks down on the side of the road, you know, I'm going to walk to my destination. You know, I probably won't call nobody. It's just how I'm built. the same time, I enjoy doing them too. You know, I enjoy shooting video, making tracks. Above all, that was my first love, you know, producing. I actually started producing before I started rapping, you know. And then I just got into everything, anything that, and it's beyond music. I'm just a creative person anyway. I just, anything, you know, I build, you know, I sheds, I work on cars, you know, work on computers. Anything that's dealing with, you know, putting something together or being productive, or, you know, that was always my thing anyway. So it just wasn't new to me, you know, to venture out into all those aspects of the industry when you're dealing with, you know, like I said, shooting videos, editing, mixing, mastering, doing graphics, all of it just came. And then I'm like, shit, I enjoy doing it, and hell, I can make some extra money at the same time, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. The 12th December, you know, those listening right now, it's after that point, they need to go get a product, man, called Ascension, which is your latest album, man. Tell us a little bit about that, you know what I'm saying? Give us the whole vibe to it.
Ascension is basically, it's a very personal album. For those who are familiar with my music, man, it kind of puts you in the realm of projects like Work of Art, The Only Life I Know, Underground Forever. It's a deep and dark, you know, conversation. And I actually started recording it probably 4 or 5 years ago. And I've been adding songs, taking songs off, because every day, you know, you go through something new, you learn something new. So I got up to this point where I felt like now I can go and release it, and let people know what I've been going through, because I kind of got quiet on the rap scene, but I was still active. You still saw me, but I wasn't releasing albums. You probably see me on a feature, you know, shooting somebody video like you just mentioned, doing something still in the music world, but I wasn't releasing music because, you know, I was going through a lot and writing a lot and recording a lot. You know, I'm probably sitting on so many albums over here now, but, you know, they'll come out in time as well. But I'm going to start with this because I'm actually past that part of my life. What I was going through on this album, I'm actually past it. So, you know, it's time for something new.
Yeah, 100%. I want to have Skinny Man on the line tonight because, you know, he's a dope artist himself, and I know he's definitely influenced by you. How does Skinny, while I got you, I want to ask you this question. What have you learned over the years from just, you know, listening to the music of Mr. Ski, and how has it benefited you as an artist?
Man, it's funny that you asked that, because I was just thinking about that. Yeah, I'm sure Ski probably saw my post a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
A lot of Memphis artists influenced me, but I will say I started my career, career in producing in 2003. And okay. I've always heard Mr. Ski's work. The short time I stayed in Memphis in 2001, you know, I had a lot.
Okay.
I heard all your older stuff. But when I bought that What a Low Life album, I said that album, for some reason, was the one that got me producing. And
really?
I wish you could understand how much your career influenced my career, Steve.
Man,
and I mean, that's
from
the bottom, you know, that's real talk. Your career and your catalog influenced me. And that's why every time your album's coming out 3 days after my birthday. My birthday's tomorrow. So I can't wait for the album to come out, man.
Happy birthday.
It's kind of like a little birthday present for me. Yeah, thank you. So this is my little gift for your album coming out, man, because I've been waiting. But, yeah, your career influenced mine, and, you know, just, you know, listen to how your different styles, like you go crunk on one album or song, and then and then you'll turn out an album like this one that's coming out, man, and it's just your career.
Yeah.
Influenced me to start my career.
Yeah, hey, I really appreciate that. I'm glad that I could make a positive impact on your life in general, you know, and
yes, sir.
And anyone else, you know, that above all adds a lot of motivation to me. You know, that makes me want to do more. You know, yeah.
And I can't wait to hear this album because, like I said, I heard your song. You know, I don't know if it's going to be played tonight or whatever, but Unshaken. Mm-hmm. Man, that song,
yeah,
for me in a certain spot when that video came out, man. Because, you know, like you said, we all going through some stuff in these last 2 years, I think, for you, Ski, for all of us. I know, you know, I'm going through some things with my family, my pops, you know, stuff, you know, health
mm-hmm.
issues going on with him and, you know,
yeah.
You know, some of the stuff you're saying in that song is some of the same exact stuff I've been going through for 2 years. You
yeah.
know, losing a cousin
yeah.
to suicide and, you know, my dad, you know, not being able to walk anymore. Just and he's in a
mm-hmm.
rehab home right now. Just, you know, just a lot of stuff going on. So, man, that was
really?
Shaking
yeah.
I can relate deeply.
It hit
yeah.
home. You know, when I heard
home.
It. Let me ask you this,
yeah.
man, because all of us are different. You know, we all deal with things differently. You know, for me, going through situations like that, you know, it's just, I try to find as much positivity as I can. You know what I'm saying? To keep me in a positive mindset. How do you get through it, brother, and what keeps you going? Not only with that, but with all the projects you're doing and everything, how do you keep
yeah.
moving forward? A lot of people would crumble.
Man, that's a very good question. You know, the wheel can carry the body a long way.
Yeah.
And if you have a strong mind and if you are really convicted and invested. And you have a heart to do it, man, it would take the body a long way. I do a lot. Sometimes I forget to reflect. I'm not perfect by a long shot. I forget to reflect. I do so much, and I get frustrated. Sometimes I fall down. You know, if I fall, I get right back up. There have been times I didn't get right back up. It took me a little minute. And,
mm-hmm.
man, I have really, really gone through some very dark nights, you know. And but I wanted to get through. I thought about my kids, my family. When you got a lot of people depending on you, that means
yeah.
something to me. So I get up and go, you know. Like I said in the song, whether I'm locked up, shot up, it don't matter. I got to
yeah.
keep going forward, you know.
Yeah.
And I guess I can say that it's the basic age-old answer, which it should be for anybody, your family. That's what makes me go forward, you know.
Yeah.
Thinking about them, where would they be if I'm not here?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and I took on a bigger responsibility, even bigger when my sister passed, and because
yeah.
I had to take her kids in, and then I had to get my mother out the nursing home. You know,
mm-hmm.
let me rephrase that. I didn't have to do it. I wanted to do it.
Right, right.
And I knew,
yeah.
yeah, and I knew it was gonna be a very hard, you know, decision, but, you know, I didn't think about that. I just did it.
Yeah.
I just did it. Yeah.
My condolences for your sister, man.
Yeah.
I know her kids are in great hands, man. You're a good brother and you're a great son. You know, and it reflects in this video and song, Unshaken, you know, and I think it's one of those things, like, it's impacted myself, it's impacted Skinny, it's one of those songs that, for people that are going through it,
you can hear it in the words.
Feel it. You're going to feel it in the chest.
You can hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It's powerful.
Yeah. I wrote that. That was actually the last song I added to this album. Yeah, that was, you know, and I wanted to kind of dedicated in memory of my sister, but I didn't want to make it about her, but she was a part of what I was going through. You know?
Right.
And but it was the last song I added, and man, I tell you, you know, I've lost people over the years, here and there, you know, uncles, aunties, grandmas, cousins, friends, homies. But no other death cut me like her. It was just something about her, because that was my baby sister.
You're right. You know? Yeah. Crazy. I can't imagine. Though.
Yeah. Yeah. That. I've never felt nothing like that before. You know.
Mm.
But I took that sadness, that anger, and I didn't wallow in pity. I just looked at what I had to do next, and I kept going because I wasn't going to do them no good loading, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
I
wasn't
going to do them no good sitting up with my head down. I wasn't going to do nobody no good. So I got
as,
some,
as well
I used it. Yeah, I used that energy and I went forward. So like I said, it's been very hard, man. I mean, just taking care of moms alone because she can't do anything for herself. She can't walk. She's legally blind. She has a pacemaker. She's on dialysis. You know, I had to go to nursing classes to actually, to take care of her. You know, she's basically hospice level care, but she's not dying, but she can't do anything for herself. Yeah. So with that, me doing the music, then you know I have my own family. I've got kids of my own. You know, wife, house. You know, so.
And are you are you the only kid left as far as that goes?
I'm the only one that's capable. I'm the oldest boy.
Gotcha.
Oldest male, yeah. I've got a younger brother and an older sister, but I'm the only one capable.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a situation, you know, like with myself, my pops passed in 2018 and of cancer, and within 6 months of him passing, my mom got it, and we've been taking care of her ever since. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
she's a warrior.
I'm sorry to hear that too.
I appreciate that, man. It's rough, man. So I fully understand. You know what I'm saying? what you're going through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
keep your head up, brother.
It's King's work. It's King's work.
Yeah.
Anybody can't do it. It's King's work.
You gotta, you gotta be in the right state of mind. You gotta have a lot of things, you know, lined up.
Right.
A whole lot of luck.
Yeah.
You know, whole lot of luck. Let's give him, let's give him this Unshaken, man, because this here is powerful. It's off the Ascension album, which is available right now. You know what I'm saying? Those of you listening to this, make sure to support Mr. Ski, and we'll be right back, man. We've got plenty of show left. Don't go nowhere.
Been a long time since a nigga been happy. So much crime, living life so wretched. I wish my mind wouldn't think so savage. I wish my soul would keep this drunken drug habit. Babies don't live here, living in fear. Poverty, low paying jobs. It's been a rough 2 years. We need a little hope. I feel like my people been robbed. December 2020, my sister died. And there was the day that I felt my heart divide. The wind knocked out of my chest, I couldn't breathe. Survivor's guilt, why didn't God take me? The world's in shock, everybody losing their peace. Everybody's in pain, we suffer losses every week. The streets don't sleep, cause niggas worried about eating. And ain't nobody winning, cause everybody here cheat. My mama real sick, she can't walk, mine gone. So I stepped up and got her out the nursing home. It's been really hard taking care of her alone, but it was even harder knowing that she was alone. She lost her home, half the family deceased, but I'm still strong. Put your troubles on me. Now I can't guarantee how the week gon' be, but I can promise I'll never accept defeat. This kid, I'm a warrior, don't get tired. Through the struggle, I'ma hustle till I'm dead and expired. I got kids looking up to me to shelter their lives, so I can't show no weakness when I look in their eyes. The last thing I'ma worry about is falling or dying. Whether I'm shot up, locked up, or I'm trying. I talk to God on the daily, and he said I'm divine. So stop complaining about a scratch, get your ass in line. Before it's over, I'ma show you how a two-stand incline. Keep this circle small, only fuck with relevant minds. Fuck the drama, fuck the gossip, it's a waste of your time. If it ain't family or some money, then it ain't worth dying. Too many mamas losing babies, too many mamas crying. Our population's in trouble, we need a heavenly sign. Pick up the pieces so we pull it to beat. We need to get it together, we almost defeated, we almost defeated.
Only a man can understand another man, and lend him a hand when he don't understand. Cause he realized
cause he's important to the plan. To come out alive, he only got one chance. No matter where the road goes, no matter how long and cold, no matter how the storm blows, I will not lose hope.
Feel that, don't you? Episode 419, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Ski, that's Unshaken. Please go check that out. It's on YouTube. And get the album, Ascension, you know what I'm saying? That's, like I said before, Ski, that's just one of those songs that it hits you right in the chest. You know, when you set out to make music, you know, when you're speaking on real subjects like this, that's got to be one of your goals, I would imagine.
This is kind of the, I would say, probably my best atmosphere as far as doing music when it's deep like this. This is where my heart is. You know, I do, you know, other styles. You know, I mix it up here and there, but music like this, this is where my heart is right here. You know, when I tell you about what's going on, the darkness, the personal issues, you know, because it means a lot to me. You know, I feel like I'm a very in tune with life person.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. It's like you could relate to music like this. It's hard to find people that do that anymore to this day. And when I heard that, I can't wait to hear this album, because I already know what I think I'm gonna get, you know. And it's coming from you, bro. It's like I'm anticipating it. I'm definitely gonna get it.
Yeah, with so much going on, man. I didn't want to drop a crunk album. I didn't want to drop a Get Buck album, a Gangsta album, a Pimp album. You know,
right.
I do all those well.
I feel you. You
know, but yeah, there's a time for everything, and I feel like it wasn't a time for it. It's too much of that going on. You know, it's fucked up out here.
Yeah,
you know, people don't lost their mind. I don't want to go too deep into that, but, you know, we see the news, what's going on. And
the main
people that I worry about on the daily is my family, you know.
Yeah.
When they run into one of these psychopaths or these monsters out here, that's what I worry about. Because if they run into me, they're going to run into a bigger psychopath. But like I said, that's another story, yeah. So,
I feel you there.
I wanted to put something out positive, but it's still dark. You know me, I'm a dark person, but it's light in my darkness. I'm not speaking of down, I'm speaking of it's motivation. You know.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Plus, the you know, all the other stuff. I mean, you've done all that, you know what I'm saying, and done it well over the years anyway. So if somebody wants to go through your catalog, they'll get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know, a good mixture of everything.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I tell them, yeah, they go get that young nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm a grown man now, man. A lot of that shit I ain't for them.
Yeah, something I can relate to. And I think that's what a lot of guys, you know, my age, what we're looking for now is shit that we can feel, you know.
Yeah.
Not all of us want to go back to that time and place where we were, you know, getting shot at or doing crazy things.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be 45 and I want to get to bed by 10. You know, I mean, I got a whole different itinerary now than I had 25, 30 years ago. So I feel you on that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, is there going to be any, is this album all 100% you, or are you going to have any features on it, or are you just keeping that surprise that we heard?
Yeah, that's not one feature on it, bro. It's all me.
Already.
It's all me. Yeah. And that's not, you know, a knock to anybody I've ever worked with or any artist that's on my label or whatnot. This is a personal journey. It's something I had to do alone. You know,
that's what I was just saying. I was kind of hoping you could say that. Nothing wrong with the features, but I feel like this is going to be a ski album, like a book.
It's definitely a book. It's a confession. I probably got more personal on this than I ever have with anything.
From when I
first started rapping, but maybe back in 93, 94 up until now, you know, I've gone through a whole lot. I've grown and developed a whole lot. So I got a lot more to say, a lot more maturity, a lot more, you know,
growth,
positive, and growth. You know, just all of the above, and I just feel like it's nothing like I've ever dropped before. And I'm not trying to toot any horns. I'm just saying I know what level I was then and where I'm at now. You know, and I'm definitely not the same person I was 30 seconds ago. I'm somebody new right now.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Well, I think that's part of the reason why people love you, Ski, and you know, they keep coming back for more because you're never going to disappoint them. Let's talk about the catalog for a minute. Then I'm going to bring on the homie Sin in France. I know he's got a few questions. And do you even know how many albums you put out at this point? Or you lost count?
Their catalog.
I honestly have no idea. I couldn't tell you how many albums, how many songs I featured on. I've had a request for shows and club owners or whatever not that would request specific songs, and I would say, man, I couldn't remember that song to save my life, you know. Please pick something newer, you know, or at least give me a few months. I need to listen to this album. So it'll come back, you know. So, yeah, they laughed too. They said, "Man, you got a lot of work." I said, "Yeah, I do." And so, you know, so no, I couldn't tell you how many I have.
It's funny you asked that, Perez, because I was just gonna ask you that. I was like, "Would you ever think about doing shows again, or is that just something that your past?"
Oh, I'm a complex person. I know I am. I'm very. My mind is huge, and sometimes I have to shut it down. So, with that being said, I'm kind of an introvert. I'm not really a stage guy, but I will do it. And you can ask any of the guys here, like ask Al Capone or Tonski or any of the guys that are always doing shows or Zerk. They ask me to come out, and they know I don't want to come out. You know, but they want to get me on stage, you know, because they want us to come out, you know, as Memphians and do things. But they know I'm an introvert. You know, I just don't do the crowd thing. I will do it. You know, I get up there and I rock, and I forget I'm completely up there. I don't have stage fright or nothing like that because I'm very good.
Yeah,
it's just that I'm just very reserved, and I can't help.
Yeah,
you know,
that's why you don't see me at these functions or different things either, man. I've just, you know, I've always been to myself.
Yeah, 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 and that's how I am, you know. So, and people are always saying, you know, we don't see, you don't be out much doing shows and doing this. It's because I really don't like to, you know. I think Andre 3000 is like that. He hates doing shows, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm the same way, but I will do it, you know. If you just have to catch me in a good mood, I'm like, yeah, I'll come on now, you know. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was asked to do a, what was that, the Verses? When they was doing these Verses once upon a time. Yeah, you know, and I just told him, I said, man, that just ain't me, you know. I'm not a showman like that. I just don't, you know, I'm more of a poet, a philosopher, you know. You know,
right.
I sit down and read you a book before I rap a show.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just how I'm, you know, that's just how I'm built, I guess.
Yeah, well, I understand that. You know,
yeah.
It's a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying, that they give you what they give you via their music. You know, you don't need to give them the total package, you know what I'm saying, tours and all that stuff. You're giving them an entire catalog worth a lifetime of music. So, you know, they're more than happy with that. Skinny, before I bring on Sin, you got any more questions for Ski Brother?
No, not at the moment. I'm just enjoying the moment right now, man. I'm enjoying the atmosphere, man.
Well, stay on the line with this, man. We're going to Sin pump out a few questions real quick. He's the French Connection. He's way up there somewhere in the mountains about to get abducted by aliens. Sin, you there, brother?
Yes, yes. Hi, Scott. Hi, legendary Mr. Skinny Rain, too.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
French Connection. Yeah, I'm fine already. I'm fine. Can you tell us from back the day, way back, on your Black Fortress album, The Power of the Spirit, can you tell us about this one and how was your mind in it at the time?
Power of the Spirit.
So,
could you ask that again? What would you ask me?
He wanted to know about the song called "The Power of the Spirits" on the Black Fortress album.
And he said it's not on there.
No, he wanted just to know about that song. I guess, you know what I'm saying.
Just where I was. You know.
Yeah.
You know how old I was when I recorded that song, man.
Mm.
I was 14 years old.
Damn.
When we recorded that album, when the first album we had on CD was it's the Immortal Low Life, was the Darker Things in Life. Yeah, I was 16 on that album. So the tapes that you guys got, I was like, man, 13, 14 record. And like I tell people, I was a very dark cat. You know, even as a youngster, I was very dark. I wasn't evil. I was just dark. And, you know, I was anything dealing with horror, you know, demons, you know, just anything, occult nature, voodoo, I was into it. But I went into it to hurt people. It was just I was attracted to the darkness. So, and I'm going to just be truthful to you. A lot of this shit I was saying, I didn't know what the fuck I was saying. I just liked the darkness, the atmosphere of it. You know?
Yeah.
I had no idea what I was saying. You know, I was a kid. I was a child, you know.
It sounded
as I got older.
It was dope at the time, yeah.
Yeah, but as I
got
older.
But that just shows how artistic you was even back then. You couldn't tell.
Yeah. So, you know, Power of Spirits, I was just, you know, man, it really had no true significance other than me just liking dark shit. That was it. You know.
Yeah. Sin, you got a couple more for him, brother?
Yeah. One more was very deepness for the mind was the song Alone in the World. It was a deep thought. Can you tell us about this one too?
Yeah. Alone in the World, yeah. Man, that's some more of my, I guess, introvertedness, because my mindset didn't have too many friends. because I was very conscious that other children didn't see. You know, I was immersed into discernment. You know, I could read people. I could, you know, I had an adult mind as a child. So that's basically what I meant, alone in the world, because, you know, I didn't have too many friends because I was really, you know, ahead of my time. Like I said, I was 13 when I recorded, when I first started recording. I was a child. But, you know, I had a lot of adult upbringing. I hung around a lot of older people, and I absorbed things. So I eventually found my path, and I eventually learned to be my own best friend. I understood who I was as I grew, you know, as I became more of a man. Being alone wasn't so bad because a lot of times the company that I kept were more hurtful than me being to myself, you know, getting in trouble and shit, you know. Yeah, so... but that's
sitting
that's
back in the classroom tight, you know. Dang.
Yeah, man. That's me. I put my back against the wall. I go in the classroom. I do that now. I walk in a place. I speak to you, speak to everybody, and I'm going to go to the back of the room, and I'm going to put my back against the wall. It's just how I'm built.
Yep.
You know.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just give it to them raw. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Saying, you got one more, don't you, brother?
Yeah, you got a song was called 5%, and you talk about the true meaning of the super mathematics, alphabetics, and the Y to the V. It was about deep meaning with the Clarence Denis. Can you tell us about this one and how it was in person for you, the spiritual message at time?
What was the name of the song again?
5%
You said fight the thunder.
5%er.
Oh, 5%er. Okay, yeah,
the 5%er.
Okay, the song, the phone was kind of scratchy, so I couldn't hear that part. But yeah, 5%.
I'm sorry.
We're talking about the nation of gods and
yeah.
The 1%, the 5%, 85%, arm, leg. Yeah, you know, all that. So that would take us to a whole another level, but in this conversation, man, I'm trying to simplify that response. But you know, you had father, who was a friend of Malcolm X, and not to get too, I guess, religious based, and
mm-hmm.
but basically, it's saying, you know, you God, I'm God. You control
God
your own
man.
Fate, your destiny. Yeah, you know, and that's basically what it boils down to. You got the 1%, the 5%, the 10%, you know, mm-hmm. the 85% who they call the sheep.
Yeah.
And everything after that is the people who are the influencers of the world. And you have that 1% who control it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have that 5%, you know. And that's basically what it is breaking it down. You're putting the people in categories of I guess, their stature in the world, you know. And you have that 5% who are conscious influencers who try to make a difference, a change. They embody themselves as the God, you know, and it's not denouncing an existence of God. It's just saying that I'm the God. I control my mm-hmm. own steps, my faith. Yeah. But I'm gonna cut that short because man, we can go so deep with that, you know. But that's basically
that's a Church of Reality episode right there. But yeah man. Definitely. Hey, Sin, I want to thank you, brother, for the questions. He likes to go
thank
into
you,
the
Sin.
Archive and,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying, dig out some old tracks, and he surprises a lot of people. Like, I made that song? And, oh, yeah, I did make that song, you know. So he's a human rap encyclopedia, so shout out, Sin.
You got a catalog, he got it.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Yeah.
More than likely. And again, I want to stress to our listeners, please go pick up Ascension and please go check out the video Unshaken. You know what I'm saying? We're going to close out with that song again because that's so powerful. But before we do, I want to make sure you get the floor, brother. let them know anything and everything. And but before we do that, Skinny, is there any other questions you want to ask Ski before we close up shop?
No, I just want to say, man, brother, thank you for coming on again and, you know, just, you know, sharing with us your experience, you know, experience through these last 2 years, man. And
yeah,
like
so
I said, man, you definitely influenced my, you know, my dealings and my career. And, you know, so I just want to thank you again, you know, and that, you know, that you're the warrior class, man. I look at you as like a warrior, brother.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, man. Likewise. I feel the same.
For sure. Appreciate it.
And somebody breaking through. But man, thank you so much. But brother, I want to give you the floor, man. Anything and everything, man. It's all yours.
Like I said, man, I appreciate the support over the years, man. And I got plenty more coming. I know I've been quiet, but I think it's about time for me to get back to working. I had a lot to do with the family, and pretty much got the family straight now, man. And like I said, got a lot of new shit coming. You know, check it out at the website, MrSki.net, man. You know, everybody know my socials, and like I said, a lot of stuff coming. I appreciate the support from everyone, man. From the bottom of my heart, I appreciate it. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, we appreciate you, man.
Once again. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
You just made me think of something. So are you still selling, like, T-shirts and stuff? I mean, I've always bought from your website, but are you still deep into selling, like, T-shirts and merchandise like that side of the your album?
The CDs?
Yeah.
I don't think there are none on my site. Now, I would have to look. I haven't listed any personally, but there's no telling what my team has up there. Because I know once upon a time they had a belt up there for me, and I think they had a few shirts. And I am over the
site.
Yeah,
I bought a couple
of
them in the past, yeah.
Okay, yeah. But they have added their own things as well. But I'm not sure if any shirts are up there now or not. Still true.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to check myself. Yeah.
Well, I'm on it right now, MrSki.net. I'm in the store, and there's tons of you know, CDs and product. So go there, guys, and buy some stuff. Support these artists, you know what I'm saying? Again, MrSki, thank you, brother. You and yours, take care of yourself.
Thanks.
And let's do this again much sooner, though. You know, maybe next, you know, early to mid next year. Let's try to do it again. Take care of yourself,
bro.
For
sure. All right, now, y'all take it easy.
All right, be safe.
It's been a long time since a nigga been happy. So much crime, living life so wretched. I wish my mind wouldn't think so savage. I wish my soul would keep this drunken drug habit. Babies don't live here, living in fear. Poverty, low paying jobs, it's been a rough 2 years. We need a little hope, I feel like my people been robbed. December 2020, my sister died. And there was the day that I felt my heart divide. The wind knocked out of my chest, I couldn't breathe. Survivor's guilt, why didn't God take me? The world's in shock, everybody losing their peace. Everybody's in pain, we suffer losses every week. The streets don't sleep, cause niggas worried about eating. And ain't nobody winning, cause everybody here cheat. My mama real sick, she can't walk, mind gone. So I stepped up and got her off the nursing home. It's been really hard taking care of her alone, but it was even harder knowing that she was alone. She lost her home, half the family deceased, but I'm still strong. Put your troubles on me. Now I can't guarantee how the week gon' be, but I can promise I'll never accept defeat. Let's get it. I'm a warrior, on your time. Through the struggle, I'ma hustle till I'm dead and expired. I got kids looking up to me to shelter their lives, so I can't show no weakness when I look in their eyes. The last thing I'ma worry about is falling or dying. Whether I'm shot up, locked up, or I'm trying, I talk to God on the daily, and he said,
babies, too many mamas crying. Our population's in trouble. We need a heavenly sign. Pick up the pieces so we fully defeated. We need to get it together. We almost defeated. We almost defeated.
Man can understand another man and lend him a hand when he don't understand. Cause he realized he's important to the plan. To come out alive, he only got one chance. No matter where the road goes, no matter how long and cold, no matter how the storm blows, I would not do